Kara Hackett, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, Input Fort Wayne has a mission to fill the gaps in traditional publishing and feature areas of Northeast Indiana that might otherwise go unnoticed. That's a noble goal. And let's start there. Exactly what niche does Input Fort Wayne live in?
Well, we call what we do solutions journalism. That's not to say, you know, there's a problem in the community and here's a pat solution to that. But it's more just to showcase ways that people throughout the Northeast Indiana region are creating solutions to problems that exist in our community. Maybe they're opening a new business, launching a restaurant. Maybe they're just doing something really cool in their neighborhood. These are all ways that people transform Northeast Indiana. And that's really our goal, is to showcase sort of what's next for the region, to fill the gaps in local media by showcasing some of the stories that are about some of the positive transformations that traditional news outlets don't have the funds to cover typically.
I certainly understand what you mean, and I guess it's to your advantage. You don't have to roll the presses because you don't come out with a hard copy.
Yeah.
And you are online, and that's pretty exciting.
Definitely. We love it. We find that a lot of readers are getting their news online these days. We have a weekly email newsletter, which is where a lot of people find our content. And a lot of people just find it by following us on Facebook or Instagram.
So you really do have a friend in social media to begin with. And then that is one of your platforms by which to share all of the interesting stuff that you do find.
Yeah, we post all of our stories on Facebook and Twitter. We also like to promote our weekly email newsletter. So it comes out Wednesday mornings at 6 a.m. That's really where our stories are first released. We also have a really cool Instagram channel called People of NEI. It's a hashtag that you can use. And it basically just showcases the great work that people are doing in our community, really from all sectors of society. It's run by one of our freelancers, Stephen Bailey, and he does a really great job with that.
And so reaching out to the unnoticed, or for the unnoticed, I might say, where do you find these topics hiding?
You know, it's easier than you might think. There's a lot of people doing great things here. And honestly, most of it just comes from questions that people have about what's happening. You know, what's happening on the landing? What's happening with Riverfront? What's next for this neighborhood near downtown? Or what's happening in a place like Warsaw or Wabash? Maybe it's a little bit further away in the regional community, but it provides a great day trip, or it provides great news about things that are happening around the region that we might not hear about in our day-to-day news here. So a lot of it's conversational. We also just source from wherever we see good things happening around the community. Maybe we'll read about it in the local newspaper or hear about something awesome happening here in WBOI and want to follow up on that and kind of step back and provide a little more context. So we're tied to a national parent company, and this really allows us to step back and take a look at some of the bigger trends that are happening in communities. That's really the angle we like to take with things. We'll take a news story, something that's happening in our community, and then kind of broaden that to talk about some of the bigger trends that it plays into.
And you can take a current thread, a news-making thread, and sort of pull it out of this big ball of activity and then make it your own focus.
Yeah, it's been really fun. And it's really amazing to see that as Fort Wayne and Northeast Indiana evolves, it really is kind of playing into this larger national and global narrative of change that's happening around the country and around the world, really. And being able to call out local thought leaders and local people who are making these changes has been a real honor and exciting position to be in.
And you might have a new way to do it, but you're getting the best of the nitty-gritty of that old-fashioned story and running with it. In the end, isn't that your bottom line?
That is definitely our bottom line. So we try to tell that full narrative arc within all of our stories on the website. And what we really find is it creates this attachment to place that people have really felt was missing in the community for a long time. Our real goal is to showcase some of those good investments that are happening in the community, showcase what's next for the region, and to really open up that narrative of people who are investing here, people who are making change here, and show people some of the exciting things that are happening.
Good for you.
And thank you.
Get it done. Now, about your job, Kara, managing editor, that's a hands-on position no matter the medium.
Yeah.
What in your skill set enables you to work that magic every week?
Oh, wow. It's been busy. It definitely keeps me busy most of every week. I have a degree in professional writing and got a real interest in journalism. I got my first job here in Fort Wayne at the Journal Gazette, where I did social media and blogging about downtown. That was around 2013, when a lot of the projects that I'm seeing coming to fruition now were kind of in the early planning stages. And then over the years, I blogged and wrote for several other local community publications, and my knowledge of this community grew, and my desire to tell more stories about this community really grew. So that by the time we launched Input Fort Wayne, I had a lot of connections in the area, and I really felt like there was a great wealth of stories here that I was excited to tell. Behind the scenes, I'm the one who sets up our editorial calendar and decides what stories we'll tell when. And then I hire out a team of freelance writers and photographers and designers in some cases, coordinating a lot of moving pieces there. It's my first time ever being a manager, so definitely learning as I go.
Well, I'm glad you're in that position, and it's an exciting one. If you have the energy and creativity and everything going to do it, which it sounds like you do, and that would be the passion. Now it's profession. Are you thinking that you're liking it and you're going to stay with it?
Yeah, I do. I love what I do. It's great to wake up every morning and feel like there's this great energy inside of you to tell these stories that are happening in the community and to see someone working so hard and being able to go step into their world for a little bit and hopefully shine a light on the great progress that they're making.
Okay, what are Input Fort Wayne's specialties?
Some of the main topics we cover are entrepreneurship, innovation, arts and culture, regional placemaking, city development in general, talents and inclusion, really anything driving what's next for our regional community.
And your visual content, I've got to say, is absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Besides great topics, what's your secret? How do you get that all the time that cool?
Thank you so much. It's a great staff of freelance photographers. We hire out a lot of our work to really talented individuals here. And if I start naming them off, I know I'll forget one. So I'll just say, check out our website. Be sure to read the bylines on our photos. We really aim for strong angles, bright colors, really things to showcase the dynamic in this region. We want people to realize how epic and amazing it is. And one way you can do that is through visually dynamic photos.
And the picture's worth 1,000 words, if not more. I believe that with all my heart. How do you keep things balanced with the content? Because the visual is important, but so is the content. How do you keep things balanced in that area?
With every story, we go into it wanting to have a story that moves someone. I want to make it worth people's time. You know, there's hundreds of things for you to read, if not thousands, on the website every day around the world on the internet. I just want to make this weekly publication worth your time to click on. So with every story, I try to give you some sort of takeaway or interesting thing that you can take to a friend and say, hey, you know, I just read this article and I learned this. And who knew that this was happening here? Just trying to maintain that quality. And we have a great staff of writers, just like we have a great staff of photographers. So they make it easy.
The important part of your job is coordinating and balancing all of it and the deadline and everything else that you need to do. So it sounds like there is not a lot of rest in your weekly work cycle. But does it feel worth it at the end of a week that you get something published and get it out? What's there for you at that point?
Oh, yeah. Every week when our email newsletter comes out on a Wednesday morning, it's just this really exciting feeling of accomplishment, not only for myself, but for all of the people who put in so much hard work on the issue that week. And it's exciting to see people sharing things on social media and to see people championing local stories and articles and people here. And so really just knowing the impact that a story can make in a person's life or business, it's really powerful. And people a lot of times write to us and say, you know, you wrote this story about me or my mom or my friend, and it made such an impact on their life. It's really great to know that the work you're doing really does get read by a lot of people, and it has the chance to boost someone's life or career. That also, you know, comes then with the double-edged sword of there are a lot of people looking at this. And so it's kind of intimidating as you're preparing the issue. You want to make sure you're being thoughtful, not only with what type of content you're producing, but with the pictures and who you're putting in the photos and the editing to make sure you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, and also inclusivity and making sure all the right voices have been brought to the table for this particular piece. So there's a lot of thought that goes into it, and it's exciting to see it come out every week.
Good for you. And so now that you've gotten more than 50 issues of this out in electronic media land, any changes on the drawing board for the coming year?
Yeah, you know, we're growing in a lot of exciting ways. We just launched a pilot program of in-depth on-the-ground coverage in Warsaw, Indiana. So we're hoping to expand our coverage into some of our regional communities. We're covering them now a little bit, but we're hoping to put freelance reporters in those communities. Another thing that we're hoping to expand into is more coverage of our specific niche topic areas. So consistent coverage on entrepreneurship, consistent coverage on architecture in the region, consistent coverage on youth and what's happening for that crowd when they're in high school and college and making those critical decisions about where they want to spend the next 10 to 20 years of their lives. We're hoping to expand our coverage in all those areas and provide weekly or monthly email newsletter content around those subjects so people can learn more about what's happening in those areas.
Then it sounds like your readers are telling you they like you and they want more of what you do.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, we tend to get a lot of good feedback and a lot of people just wanting to see uplifting, exciting stories about the good things that are happening here. So we're hoping to showcase the momentum that's already happening and inspire more.
Well, it sounds like you're not going to run out of topics or interested readers anytime soon. So good luck on all of that. And last question, Kara, what does sharing this kind of intimate reporting and publishing about such a dynamic and diverse city as Fort Wayne, exactly the way you do it with Input Fort Wayne, do for you?
That's a great question. For me, it's kind of like I can't not do it, you know? I'm sure you feel this a little bit too. If I tried to stop writing about the things that were happening here. The ideas keep coming and you just have to pursue them. And if I wasn't writing about them, I would be talking about them in other ways with friends or colleagues. And it just makes so much sense to be sharing these stories. It's kind of not really a choice to do it. It's how could I not be doing this? It really drives me and excites me all the time.
Kara Hackett is managing editor of Input Fort Wayne. Kara, it was a pleasure to share your story today. Congratulations on the job you've done and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Julie. It was a pleasure to be here.